Hello, my name is Ame After Dark, and today I will be recording a script titled, We're Supposed to be Working. This script was written by Amphilo. I hope I said your name right. Let's begin.
Hi! Thanks for inviting me over. Sorry we couldn't work at my place, but I'm... glad we could come over to yours. I can come in, right? Great! I'm coming in then. Whoa! Your house is so nice! I didn't mean that in a weird way. I was just saying. Sorry if it came off as... It didn't. Oh, okay. That's good. Say, where are your parents? I expected to greet them when I knocked. That wasn't meant to be weird either. I'm just... curious. Oh, they're away on... a business trip? I see. They must be really busy then, right? Well, I brought everything you asked me to. I brought my own laptop, so we won't have to worry about sharing yours. I also brought all of our research notes that we took in class and all the information sheets the teachers gave us. I even brought snacks! They aren't much, but... Oh. I probably should have guessed that since I was coming over. Sorry. Okay. We can just eat both then. Kill two birds with one stone, as they say, right? Should we go to your room now? To get started, I mean. I didn't mean for that to come off as weird either. Okay. Sorry. We can go. Hey. Do you want to maybe take a break? It's okay if you don't want to. I'm just saying. Since, well... we've been working for some time now. And my eyes are starting to hurt after being glued onto my laptop screen for so long. Oh, you're fine with it? Great! That's, good to hear. You know, your room is really nice. I didn't mean it in a weird way. I just noticed how clean and organized it is. Jeez. I'm being really irritating today, aren't I? You don't have to sugarcoat it. I'm used to getting called annoying. I'm not very good at talking, so I usually find myself stuttering or tripping over my own words, and a lot of people usually just avoid talking to me as a result. You're different, though. Can you just... forget I said that? I didn't mean to say that. What? You want me to continue? I'm not so sure I can. Okay. Here goes. Can I be honest with you? I just wanted to say, well, I appreciate... I really appreciate you, and you mean a lot to me. What? No! I'm not kidding! I know we don't talk much, but whenever we do, you are always so uplifting. I think that's the right word. You always seemed so invested in our conversations, even though I was trying to find the right words to use. And when you came to me when I was by myself in class, asking me if I wanted to be your partner, that made me really happy. It really meant a lot to me. Which reminds me, why would you pick me of all people as your partner? You're fairly popular in a class, aren't you? I always see you socializing with people after all. Wait, what? It's because we're friends. Wait, there's more? You... What? You want to tell me your true feelings? Oh, I see. Well, are you going to tell me? If you want, you don't have to or anything. Though I think I already know. You do want to? Oh, okay. Take your time then. I'm listening. I see. Yeah, that was what I was thinking when you mentioned your true feelings. I noticed. There's no need to get flustered about it, but be fair, you did make it pretty obvious. I caught you glancing at me multiple times when we were in class. And then I'd glance back. Your face would turn red, and you'd look away. Your voice would always be higher pitched whenever you spoke to me, too. And the fact that you wanted to be my partner, well, that sort of sealed the deal for me, I guess you could say. Well, I guess I shouldn't beat around the bush, right? I should probably give you a response. I already told you how much I appreciate you being with me. But maybe I should be more clear with my feelings. I like you too! I can't believe I said that. It's just, I didn't trust you at first. I thought you were just being nice to me because you felt obligated to. But the more little conversations you had with me, even the ones where you just asked me about my day, I started feeling more welcome and appreciated whenever I noticed you glance at me, I couldn't help getting flustered myself. So I tried glancing back at you. And I already told you how that turned out. And then you asked to be my partner. I had a strong hunch you liked me too. But I couldn't bring myself to believe it. But I'm really glad you opened up to me. I would have never had the courage to. Say, does this mean we're, you know, a thing now? Of course, we don't have to be. I'm just saying. So much prettier up close. I didn't see that! Wait. Do you want a kiss? Do you want to kiss me? I see. This is my first time doing this, so... It's your first time, too? Guess we're on the same boat, then. Okay. At the same time, then. 3, 2, 1... Wow, that felt nice. I really want to keep going. Maybe later. After all, we have this project to do, and... Hey. Can I put my head on your chest? Thank you. It's so warm. Maybe we can just stay like this for a bit. The project can wait a little longer. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. I'm glad you agree with me.